This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is facing criticism for how she's handled a security leak. Partial passwords for voting machines appeared on a hidden spreadsheet tab online. Critics say she did not inform county officials quickly enough.
We ended up launching an investigation to see exactly what had happened. And by the time this was public, it had not informed clerks at that point.
Montrose County Clerk Tressa Gines says standard protocol means clerks inform the state of any possible local issues. She wishes Griswold would have done the same.
They were aware of this as long as a week ago and then made the active choice not to communicate this with the clerks.
Griswold says the leaked partial passwords would not be sufficient to access sensitive voter systems. Some Republicans are calling for her resignation. A reminder that it is now too late to mail your ballot in Colorado. But don't worry, you can still drop off your vote in a secure county ballot drop box or polling location. You can register to vote and make your voice heard until 7 p.m. on Election Day. If your Halloween plans tonight include cozying up with a slasher movie, you're likely not alone. Laura Patterson, a professor at CU Boulder, says horror classics still appeal to the masses because they help an audience feel like they've won. In the 1978 movie Halloween, for example, when the villain Michael Myers is defeated, life goes back to normal. It debuted in a time when there was middle-class fear about the collapse of suburbia.
There was a lot of appeal at that time, and I think there's still a lot of appeal to watch these films and see that social environment, I suppose, win and push the threat out.
Patterson says horror movies often reflect modern society and what's happening in our world politically. This is CPR News and KRCC.